The Charity of the Week.
So our Charity of the Week this week is the Henry Bloom Noble Healthcare Trust. Terry Groves, it's lovely speaking to you about this. And off air, we've been having quite a lengthy chat about the wonderful work that you do. I suppose we should bring it back to the beginning, though, because we need to acknowledge the person behind all of this and how, yes, how the trust started and gave it its name, of course.
Yes, Henry Bloom Noble came here as a teenager, went to work on the North Quay in a wine and spirit business, was running it within 5 years. Then he opened his own business and off he went. And he became a prime mover of the development of Douglas, Victorian Douglas, along with Governor Locke. So Douglas Water, Douglas Utilities, Douglas Gas, Isle of Man Steam Packet, banking, you name it. He was investing in all these entrepreneurial businesses that the Victorians did. They put their own private money into things, not state-funded like things are today.
Mm-hmm. He shaped where we live, essentially.
Absolutely. Nobles Park, the baths where I learned to swim, for example. Nobles Hospitals, at least two of them, still called Nobles now. And so it went on. The list is endless. Every one of us today is still touched by Henry Bloom Noble in one way or another.
And I can tell that you're very proud to be associated with this trust as
Absolutely.
A result of this. How did you get involved in the first place?
I've been on the trust, I looked it up because I thought you'd ask me that, since 22 years. Not but a lad I was then. Trudy Williamson, who's on the trust with me, she joined at the same time. So we're both old codgers, really, as far as the trust is concerned.
And you've obviously done some incredible work over that time, and there must be some real moments that have stood out to you where you think, we did that, we helped make that happen.
I think so. We had a tremendous involvement over nearly 2 years with the radiology, which ended up in assisting them acquiring the new 3.0 Tesla magnet MRI scanner, double the brilliance of the one that they had before and so on. That was a highlight. And we recently bought a mannequin, which is a little neonatal premature baby. And it is essentially for the clinicians here to practice on. They won't get too many occasions where they might have to intubate a little baby, where what they're trying to push the intubation tube down is probably half the size of your little fingernail. So you don't want it to go wrong. So this enables them to practice on it, essentially. It's linked to computers. The baby cries, the baby farts. It does everything. It's just like a real baby. That's really very, very good. And the people who organise that are just mind-blowingly skilled. All of the people we work with, the clinicians, at the sharp end, they are such professional people who care. They really are. We lose sight of that a bit sometimes. They really are wonderful professional people.
How do you know what you're going to buy, and how do you know what you? How do you decide what you're going to fund?
Good question. We're quite forensic in the way we look at it. Department of the hospital, for example, will come to us and say, we're looking at this bit of kit. So we say, well, can we see the business case for it, please? Properly prepared. And then we need that business case to be signed off, essentially, by their department head and by Manx Care. So, for example, when we did the MRI scanner, it required other work to be done around it before it was brought into the hospital, and we required the hospital, Manx Care, to say, we will do that work, we will pay for that work, it will be done by this date. And if none of those things happen, then we don't buy it. We have had occasions where we say, well, I'm sorry, there isn't enough buy-in there, or there's too much confusion around it, go away and think again. And we have to be that forensic about it. These things are a lot of money. People donate the money to us and leave it to us, so they assume we spend it as wisely as possible.
And as you touched on as well, when you're talking about the mannequin there, it's also about education and training, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if, for example, staff there said we need some more training and their training budget is full, then we will help provide the training and pay for the training. So there's a sort of circle around all these things in many ways. We don't just sort of bung a bit of kit in and potter off and do something else. Our medics, Malcolm Clegg, who heads up our medical side, just fantastic the way they keep in touch.
And it's very important to you as well, isn't it, to work within the community as well, to promote well-being in the community too?
It is, and as a trust, we last 3 or 4 years we've moved away from simply doing equipment towards paying attention to what happens in the community, who's doing what, and lots of different diagnoses are being made now of people living in the community who need care and help. We have also helped one or two private individuals. We're able to do that. And we don't make a song and dance about it or publicise it for obvious reasons, whereas we would publicise buying a new ultrasound for the cancer care department and chemotherapy area there, for example.
Well, I have to say, we are grateful as an entire island for the work you do, because you're providing this incredible equipment and training and care for us, essentially, when we do end up in a situation we'd probably rather not be in. So thank you from all of us. For anyone that's listening that has been touched by this and wants to support you and help fund you, how do they do that, Terry?
Best way is to get onto the website, hbnhealthcaretrust.org.im. And it, lo and behold, has a section where you can make a donation or even contact our secretary. His address is on there, and take it from there, whatever you wish to do.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.